Welcome to Girl, You're Hired, a job interviewing tips podcast solely dedicated to helping you land your dream job. What I like doing in my podcast episodes is basing a lot of my tips based on my own experience, but I'm also doing a lot of research and trying to bring in interesting sources to the conversations on this episode. And a book that I highly recommend that I just read that I'd love to talk about today is called Get Hired Now by Ian Siegel, which is the co-founder and CEO of ZipRecruiter, a platform to help people land their dream jobs. So let's dive in a little bit into some of the exciting tips he has to offer and some ways that I can help you implement them and speak to ways that I've seen those tips actually work in my past, having gotten me hired at places like Google, like LinkedIn. This is going to be a list of 10 tips and things to do. Again, this is based off of Get Hired Now by Ian Siegel and my own experience. So number one is to smile. Yes, people like happy people. And when you're smiling, the endorphins you're releasing in your brain are actually going to make you more confident and really project some type of happiness and energy that tends to feel really good to people when they're interviewing you. Number two is make eye contact. I especially learned this in my interview at Google. The people at Google that I've worked with have a really strong ability and feel really confident and comfortable with making intense eye contact. It is a very unusual thing to many people, but it shows that you're confident and that you can look people in the eye and speak confidently. However, do not make it creepy, obviously, but you should also not be looking down at your notes or whatever you're holding in your hand the whole time and speaking, because that shows that you're not confident. So it's all about finding a balance. But I realize at the top tech companies, that is how you're going to handle all your conversations, is with intense eye contact. So start practicing looking in the mirror or interviewing with a friend and seeing if you can hold intense eye contact. The third tip is to have a firm handshake. So you always think that you're pressing someone's hand harder than you are. When I was graduating from Smith College, I actually did go to the career counseling office, and the woman who was training us, she made all of us shake her hand, and she told us that we should do it stronger or softer, and almost all of us got the advice to do it stronger. So it does make a statement to have a strong handshake. I know when you're interviewing over Zoom now, potentially it's not as relevant, but if you are in person, make sure you're shaking their hand when you first meet them and when you are saying goodbye, and both of them should be firm. It shows confidence and it shows that you are not too passive and that you have strength, even if it's just a metaphor for your potential leadership as a woman. The fourth tip is to treat your interview conversation like a game of tennis. And this is a quote and word for word from Ian Siegel from his book, Get Hired Now. And he describes this game of tennis as a back and forth, with the ball being the question and who it's being passed to back and forth, which means that when an interviewer asks you a question, you should always answer completely and then ask them something at the end to put the ball back in their court. Because then it starts feeling like there's a conversation. It's not an awkward question, stop, next answer. It becomes something like a business meeting, like a brainstorming session, something creative. And an example of a tennis ball situation would look like this. The interviewer would ask me, how do you think that we should be promoting our blog posts after they've been published? So I will answer and say, I believe we could be sending them in the newsletter and we can also be publishing the blog posts on social media, XYZ. And at the end, I'll say, what have I missed? Are there any other ways that you think we could be promoting them that we haven't been able to yet? Or how else has your team been seeing success? I'd love to know if I've missed anything. Basically, what you did there is not only have a chance to get feedback if your question was on target or not and what they were looking for, but also makes the interviewer feel important, because now they can say what they think the company should be doing and use the answers they gave you later on in your interview. if they said, we're really struggling to launch advertising for our blog post, which is something we wanted to do. Later on, when they ask you, why should we hire you? You can say, if this was true, I've worked in advertising for 4 years and I know what a cost per click is, what a cost per lead is, what a click-through rate is. Tip number 5 is to create a memorable moment. And Ian Siegel, the CEO of ZipRecruiter, describes this as a moment where the interviewer feels that they taught you something, either that they changed your mind about something or that they improved an idea that you offered. So in other words, I believe what Ian is saying is that a memorable moment is when you made them feel a certain way, like some magic happened, like there was a shift in an idea and you learned something together. And you probably know that feeling when you maybe ever met with your manager or teammate and you came up with an idea together and each one kind of got to say something, then you felt really good about the meeting. So try to have that memorable moment come up in your interview. Number 6 is to use a 2-second gap before answering a question. This advice is so valuable. And when I was living in San Francisco, before I worked at Google, I had a roommate actually that also worked at Google. And I asked her, what advice do you have for me for my interview? And she gave me that exact tip. It completely saved my interview. She said, even if you know right away what you want to say, you need to look down and pretend that you're thinking about it on the spot for 2 seconds, or even 3 if you want, and then answer. She said that it makes you look like you're thoughtful and that you're collecting your thoughts and that you really think before you speak, which is a huge skill people hire for. And Ian Siegel, in his book, he actually says that it also makes you look like their question was really interesting to you and that you're really giving it thought. So it's a win-win. There's many benefits to that. So make sure you're implementing that. Number 7 out of 10 is to prepare for 2 really important questions. Number 1 is, why are you leaving your current role? And number 2 is, what are your salary expectations? I'm going to create 2 different episodes to answer these questions, but ultimately you want to already come in with a good answer ready to give to the interviewer. And second of all, for why are you leaving the current role, remember to always say something positive about the company you worked at. You never want to seem bitter or to say that it was a horrible place to work, because that will just potentially reflect bad on you. So whenever you're answering that question, stay positive and look like you're just continually wanting to grow and learn and use this next opportunity as that growth moment. The 8th tip on this list is to ask good questions at the end. You have no idea how important this is, because this is your chance to make a last impression. Make sure it's something that's not too generic and also not too abstract. You can ask them about their thought leaders on a trend happening in a space. So for instance, if you, for example, were interviewing at Facebook and you know that Meta just acquired a VR company and they want to implement and start building the metaverse, you can ask them about how advertising is going to play a role in the metaverse. That's a futuristic thought leader question. And again, don't ask a question that will make the interviewer fumble or mumble or feel caught off guard or that it's too personal. You want to make them shine. And then at the end, you should always say, thank you so much. That was a really good answer. Or something that you maybe feel that way, but like give feedback to them and make them feel good about their answer. Number 9 is dress for the job you want, not the job you have. I like to wear blazers and dress pants. I like going for the more female alpha women in leadership vibe, as you can tell maybe from my tone of voice and the goal of this podcast, but it's really what's going to make your personality shine. And don't be afraid to pop some color in or to have maybe a statement item that you're wearing, as long as it's representing who you are and is leaning more on the professional side rather than the casual side. Tip number 10, and maybe one of the most important tips, and this is actually not from the book. This is something that came to me in inspiration as I was putting together this episode. But this tip actually came to me from an old friend of mine who was friends with me when I was still in college and I didn't know much about interviewing. He was older than me and he was working at Nike in the headquarters in Portland, Oregon. And he said to me this statement, which changed my whole perspective in the future of interviewing forever. He said, "I really like interviewing. I like being interviewed. I like the process of it. I just like talking about myself and I enjoy being under pressure and just getting to make myself shine." All right, let's just stop there. That's crazy, right? People tend to hate being interviewed and it feels like the most stressful situation where there's so much on the line and you don't want to fumble. But imagine if this was like a concert and people, instead of having stage fright, you shine on stage, use that tip and change your mindset and say, "I like interviewing. I'm good at interviews," and watch how your interviews begin to change and how you get better with each interview. Think of it as manifestation or think of it as a mindset switch. But when I heard that advice and I thought he was crazy to say he likes interviewing, it led me to where I am today. And maybe some of what he said back then has begun to stick with me. And hopefully his advice, as well as my advice that I've shared with you on this episode and others, will also lead you to a point where you like interviewing and hopefully it brings you some success along the way. All right, and before we hop off, please, if you are able to, give this podcast a review in Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I would really appreciate it because the algorithms will suggest this podcast to new audiences based on reviews and ratings. So I really appreciate it. Even if just one of my tips taught you something new and will help you in your next interview, that will mean a lot to me. So thanks again, everyone. That's all the time we have for today. Follow these tips and girl, you're hired.